Blog Talk Radio.
You've tuned in to Psychic View with the official psychic of Las Vegas, Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you each Monday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. Call in now to ask Mona your specific question at 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Mystic Mona.
Well, good morning, everyone. Happy Monday. You know, it's interesting. I did the program yesterday. I had a whole full line of callers yesterday, and I've opened the program this morning, and it looks as though it's the same thing today. So y'all are helping me determine whether I do the program on Sundays or Mondays or maybe even both Sunday and Monday. And as I do every program, I draw a card of the day. And the card that I've drawn is, now I read upright and reverse meanings of cards. And the reason I do that is, first of all, that's how I learned to read tarot. But secondly, sometimes people do their best stuff when it's actually through reversal. So sometimes if you were to lose a job, you end up landing a better job or getting into a better opportunity as the result of that reversal that you may not have left on your own. But if you were let go from a job, then you would actually have to do an inventory of your own resources to be better than you are. So the card that I've drawn is, in traditional tarot, it's the Wheel of Fortune. And I've drawn it reversed. And actually, the Wheel of Fortune card, in my opinion, is better reversed than it is upright. And I'll tell you why. Because when it's reversed, it pretty much says that you make your own luck. It's not about relying on any sort of outside influence in order for you to have what you want. It's actually relying on your own hard work to make that happen. It's also a card of being centered in a climate of change. So when you remain constant, in other words, you be you no matter what the outside environment. And I'm going to give you an example. Let's say you go to a coffee shop, and usually the waitress you really like is she's in a really bad mood, so she's sort of ignoring you. She's not really talking to you. You still get your food, and it's still probably the same high-quality food, but the delivery system might not be as nice as it usually is, right? Don't take it personally. You still got the food. And so that's kind of what I want to point out to you all, that don't look at the environment. Don't take the environment of what how it's coming to you personally. Just accept what's coming to you. It's a whole different perspective. So I am going to go to the callers. There's a caller that tried to get on the program yesterday. I'm going to get her on the air. Area code 480. Hello, 480. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Jan.
Oh, hi, Jan. What's your question for me today?
My question is that I applied for a job in Las Vegas, and I was just wondering if I would be getting that job.
Well, I have to tell you a little something about Las Vegas before I answer. Well, actually, I have to ask you a question. Are you already physically in Las Vegas?
No, I am not at the current moment.
Okay, because I want to tell you that one of the things that recruiters look for is an address affiliated in Las Vegas when they're looking at somebody's resume or application. So did you put a Las Vegas address when you applied, or did you put an where you live now address?
Where I live now address.
Okay. If you are serious about moving to Vegas, my recommendation would be for you to get a mailbox, like either at the post office or PostNet or UPS, one of those places where you have a local address, that will work more to your advantage. So I'm just telling you that.
So yeah, okay, I probably could use my mom's.
Oh, that's perfect. So if you're going to move here anyway, start using an address in Las Vegas. It's a very specific to Las Vegas sort of issue, which is why I'm bringing that up to you, because I've lived here almost 20 years. So I want to let you know that the recruiters are going to look where you live as a part of the whole equation of whether they should hire you or not, because most Las Vegas employers are not going to pay for relocation. So if you were instead to, you could actually reapply and put your mom's address in.
Okay.
And then it would appear as though you've already moved here, because what I'm getting here is that you're planning on moving here anyway.
Correct.
Okay. So go ahead and make the impression that you already are leaning toward residency here, or that you already have residency here, okay? Now, I'm not sure you're going to get that job until you make that slight shift. So what line of work are you looking at?
Medical data entry, medical claims processing.
Okay. So as soon as, wow, that's interesting. will you send me your resume?
Yeah, sure.
Because I know somebody that's hiring. So you already have my email address because you've already emailed me. So just email me your resume. I'll forward it to somebody.
All right, that sounds good.
That's the other way you get jobs here, is by knowing somebody. Okay.
Okay.
But I would reapply to every place you've applied with the new with your new Las Vegas address.
Okay.
Because that's what's probably holding you back from inquiries and people calling you back.
Okay.
All right. And I know that sounds like the simplest thing I could tell you, but it's very unique to Las Vegas. Recruiters look for people that are already here.
Okay.
So when you do come in and actually have an interview and they have you fill out an actual application, and they see that your driver's license is not from here, you say, oh, I just moved here.
Okay.
But I don't see a problem with you getting a job. That this says that you will be working within 4 weeks after you move here. So it may be that you're targeting, let's say you're targeting that you want to move here in the next 6 weeks, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So my idea would be, or my thought and what I'm looking at in your cards, is that you would be working by August.
Okay.
So
that sounds good.
Do you have timing now of when you're going to move, or are you waiting till you get the job to move?
No. Timing to move is within 2 months.
Okay. So you may want to go ahead and start planning. Do you have a place you have to give notice to?
Yes.
I would. My recommendation is that you do that as of July 1st.
Okay, yeah, because I'm planning on being there anyway in July to spend time with my mom. That was the whole reason. And then this job opportunity came up that I applied for, and so they've sent me the test, which I've taken. Now I'm just waiting to hear about that.
Okay. Well, see, here's the thing, is that you may want to email them back and let them know that you plan on living in Vegas by August.
Okay.
That's a piece of information they need, and it will work towards you. It'll be working for you. Because I don't see that once you're here, you have a problem getting a job. But the key phrase is, once you're here. But send me your resume, because I'm going to forward it to somebody.
Okay, I will do that. Thank you so much.
All right, my friend, let me know. See you later.
I will. See you later.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye. All right, let me see. I've got somebody here from the 941 area code. Hello, 941. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Carla.
Hi, Carla. What's your question?
I have a question. I work for myself. My business kind of got a little slow, and so I took on a part-time job. Another thing that I do is also massage, so I took on a job with a chiropractor. And I'm kind of getting clues that it might not work out right away, and it's just been a week, but I'm getting little red flags. I don't know if it's me, because I had past experiences with working for chiropractors that just went south immediately, or what do you see about the part-time job? And
well,
I'm hoping my business picks back up.
So here's the thing. Now, when you say your own business as a massage therapist or something else?
I do other things besides massage.
Okay, what other things do you do?
I teach, I also do healing work, and I also do some reading.
Okay. You have a very interesting sequence of cards. And in numerology, the number that keeps coming up in your cards is the number 4. And I'm actually going to, do you read tarot yourself?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to tell you the 4 cards. Because what's interesting about this is that I don't see it very often, because I only draw 5 cards when I do this reading. I don't see a number repeat like that very often. So I want you to think about the number 4. And you know in numerology that the number 4 is all about foundation,
mm-hmm.
right? Okay. The first number 4 card you have is the 4 of Swords reversed, which means it's not a time for resting and retreating. It's time to take action, all right? The next number 4 card you have is the 4 of Cups, which is an offer in my deck. It's an offer coming to you that you actually need to pay attention to. So, and then the third number 4 card is the 4 of Wands reversed, which is the card of a place of contentment.
Mm-hmm.
All right? It is not your career goal here. It is a place of contentment. And because the number 4 is coming up, it's just really important that don't do anything knee-jerk. Because this is about foundation. This is about you making sure that you have enough money, especially the next 4 weeks, all right? The last number 4 card is actually the major card, and in traditional tarot, it's the death card. And you know it doesn't mean death. What it means is the end of one way of life to recreate yourself into a brand new way of life, all right? So the biggest issue with people that are intuitive like you is that you tend to take everything personally. So what's going on in the chiropractor's office is you're picking up vibrations and taking a lot of stuff personally that may have nothing to do with you, right?
Yeah,
but because I see – go ahead.
She has no work for me, so I'm driving like an hour for 1 hour work.
Okay. So what you say is that this is how you say it. You need to manage her, okay? You need to say, I have to drive – 20 miles to get here.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'd like to do is I'd like to move my visits here to 2 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
Which 2 days a week would you think would be the best 2 days?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you manage her, right? So what you say is, I do have to drive a long distance to get here. And, you know, I'm doing this on a per-person basis. So what I'd like to talk about is which 2 days a week would you like me to commit to being here? Give her the choice, right? But according to what I'm seeing is that it will be unlikely that you're going to still work there within the next 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, but you need to manage it in the meantime. And if she says, well, I gave you this opportunity and blah, 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 I say, well, that's true, you did, and I'm grateful for it, but I expected to have at least 10 clients a week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is 2 a day.
Yeah, she wants me to do things that I've never done at a chiropractor, like sell myself, get her clients. That's not my job.
No. See, that's different. I mean, if you want, I don't care if you do that, but you get a commission off her fee if you do it.
She does not want to pay anything.
Okay, so what you do is you say, I can commit to being here 2 days a week,
mm-hmm.
for 4 hours a day. Which 2 days would you like me to be here to do, specifically to do massage?
Mm-hmm.
And if she says, well, that's not what I think, then this is not a good fit for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because right now she has
four
hours. Right now she has me 3 days where I have to, you know, keep out of my schedule 3 hours time where I could be available for her.
Okay. It doesn't sound like this is a good fit, but
yeah.
What I would do in the meantime so that she gets accustomed to the idea that she can't take advantage of you is you say, I can commit to 2 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
Which 2 days would you like me here? And that might be Mondays and Fridays, that might be Thursdays and Fridays, whatever it is. Let her pick the 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go and look for another situation closer to home so you don't have to drive so far. See, what I'm seeing here is that you have not defined what you love the most and gone after that. It's funny, I was reading a little passage in the book Good to Great about the hedgehog effect. And what the hedgehog effect is you do one thing and you do it really well.
Mm-hmm.
So if that is healing and massage work combined together, which, by the way, would probably be the path that I see for you for the time being, is that you need to promote that. That you do energy work along with your massage, which is why people feel a little extra better when they're done with you and they don't really realize why.
Yep.
Okay, so here's the thing, is that if you did a combination, and you know back in the old days, the big thing was Rolfing, right, to help people release emotional issues. And if you actually could concentrate simply on three areas of the body specifically for that, and I'm getting this specifically for you, which would be the back, the hands, and the feet. And that's all you work on. And it's all about energy work.
Mm-hmm.
But they still get the benefit of releasing some of that stress and pressure from their back and their whole being in the process.
Mm-hmm.
All right, my friend, I hope that helped.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks for your call. Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 949 area code. Hello, 949. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Dee Dee calling. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Dee Dee. What's your question?
I'd like to know what you see happening at my place of employment. I know my boss is talking about leaving. She's moving out of state. She hasn't directly told us, but we've kind of heard it. And through other people. And we want to know, like, who's going to buy the place? And
here's the thing. This says you've really had a good relationship with her, just generally speaking, that she's been a good boss. And I want you to go to her with that and say, you know, I've heard that you're leaving us, and I want to let you know that I've really enjoyed working with you, and I'm sorry to see you go. That's what the first thing you say, okay?
Okay.
The second thing that's going on here is that there. This is saying that a man is sweeping in to the business, and this man is not a bad man, but he's somebody that is incredibly direct. So direct to the point of some people are going to take him as being very abrupt.
Mm-hmm.
He's not. He's just a guy that wants to get it done, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because what I'm seeing here is he plans on holding on to the business for about a year, and then it's going to sell again.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, but there's an advantage here for you if you want to take this little insight.
Uh-huh.
If you can be this guy's best friend, if you can help him and become immediately on his team as soon as he arrives, because what happens is that a new person comes in, especially someone in a position of authority, and there's the us against them vibration that starts to happen, and that people don't want to change their ways. I want you to be incredibly flexible with this man.
Okay.
Because what I'm getting here is whether you stay for the next year or whether you just learn what you need from him and move on, there's going to be a benefit of you being a team player here that you wouldn't have gotten otherwise by you deciding to either follow this other boss to another place, which, by the way, she may bring you an offer in about 6 months. So that's why I want you to be really, really just as gracious as you can be about that, because it's the truth. She's been a good person to work for. So you actually go and say, I'm going to miss you. I really liked working with you. Because the thing is that the best people to work for are people you like. So there you go. All right.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I want to tell you that I sort of want you to behave like you're an intern learning from this guy. Because
okay.
he's going to teach you things that she didn't or he didn't think to teach you.
Okay.
And that's how you need to look at it, that this guy's going to let you know more, and that don't be surprised if you end up getting a promotion as
mm-hmm.
a result of aligning yourself with this guy's vision.
Okay.
And then the promotion helps you get something else in about months.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling.
Interesting. Okay. Thank you
All
very
right,
much.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. All right, you guys, I need to get a drink of water. I will be right back.
You may have seen Mystic Mona rubbing elbows with major celebrities or on their reality program, Sister Wives. When I need the best intuitive advice on the go, I turn to the Dice Wisdom app, available for both iPhone and Android. The Dice Wisdom app is all I need for that extra edge. Go to DiceWisdom.com.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chanting Life, Wisdom and a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
All right, I'm back. I've got somebody here from the 216 area code. Let me get you on there. Hello, 216. Who's this?
Hi. Hello there. How are you?
I'm sorry. What's your first name?
My name's Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. What's your question?
How are you? I want to see what you can look, if I'm going to be getting employment soon. My contract job just ended about 2 weeks ago.
Okay. So have you done all of the proper follow-up about being gracious about that assignment? Have you sent the right thank you notes and all that stuff?
Oh, my, yes, absolutely.
Okay,
a lot of
girl.
People in my company, though, you can't call. They won't let you now. You know, you have to do everything online. But, yes, I send emails, absolutely. And
all
I'm
right.
working with 3 recruiters. And
okay.
they've gotten me 2 really good jobs, but they were temporary. But go on.
Okay, there's okay, I'm seeing that through a series of coincidences, and I really want you to pay attention to
okay.
what seems to happen by coincidence. Like you finding that my program's on the air today is a coincidence. Do you see what I'm saying? So,
yes.
So are you knowing that, and you getting on the air, that's all a coincidence, okay? But what I'm getting here is you need to trust and relax into the process for the next 2 weeks, all right? And
okay.
whatever seems to happen by coincidence, you need to follow up on it. So the easier it comes to you, the more it's meant for you. And that's a really
okay.
big statement I just made to you. You don't have to do this the hard way. The easier it comes to you, the more it's meant for you. All right?
Okay.
Okay.
That's,
now.
That's, I can understand that. I really, okay, go on.
This makes more
a hard
sense
year
than
for
it
me.
Does. Okay, but here's the thing. The man that you end up working with next is
okay.
going to be a guy that really kicks butt. This is a guy, he knows his stuff. He's and it's funny because I told the caller before you that she's going to be working for a guy that's very direct.
I listened.
Well, this guy is sort of brutally direct. What's
okay.
interesting is if you don't take him personally, if you do the task without thinking, oh, my God, does he like me? And if you don't go there, if you just get it done, this
okay.
man will be the way to pave your career. This next opportunity is very likely to work into a full-time position.
To be
if
any
you
permanent.
Want it.
okay. Okay,
yeah.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah. In other words, that you actually become a real employee, not a contract employee.
Okay.
What's interesting is you have to decide if you want it.
Okay.
See, that's the rub. Do you actually want a full-time regular job opportunity? Because I think there's a part of you that would hate the feeling of, or you've been resistant to it because you're afraid that you would feel trapped in a regular employee position.
Oh my gosh, that's what I'm looking for.
Okay, but
really?
But we need to. You need to center your energy around releasing the idea that being in a full-time position would be a feeling of being trapped, because there's a part of your spirit that likes the fact that you're doing just contract work.
Okay.
Because you
I didn't know that.
Well, that's what I'm getting in your cards.
Okay.
Is that the lighter that you treat your career, the more you just get. In other words, detach emotionally from the work, and the work will become even better.
I'm just so afraid I'm going to get betrayed again. I know, and that's I got to get over that.
Okay.
Go on.
So
I know.
Okay. Here's the thing about working. It's a much faster paced environment. You know, people don't usually go to a job and stay there 40 years. It just doesn't happen in this day and age. Right?
Not anymore. I know.
But people go to a job and they stay there 2 or 3 years, and they learn whatever they can to evolve and get to the next level. Right? But what I'm seeing is that this next guy that you work with, who a lot of people thinks is a real jerk, but this next guy you work with, if you can put the personal issues aside and just get the work done, there's going to be something with the two of you, and it's not a romantic thing. It's a business thing that he's going to look at you as somebody that could head up a department, that could head up a project, and that's what you want.
I know.
Okay. So,
could be the one my recruiter just called me on this morning. It's at a law firm. It's something different I've ever done. That could be a personality perfect for the law firm. But go on, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. But go on.
Okay.
I know.
But what I'm telling you is that once you prove yourself, and it won't take very long, like 6 weeks, once you prove yourself that you can fit into the environment by getting it done, then it's very likely they'll hire you.
Okay.
Okay. All right, my friend. Got to go. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
See you later. All right, bye. All right. Got somebody here from the 512 area code. Hello, 512. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Julia.
Hi, Julia. What's your question?
I'm wondering, so I'm currently car shopping. I'm wondering if you can help with that. And also, as I'm car shopping, I'm also working on manifesting more clients in my private practice, and I'm wondering if there's anything else I can be doing to
all right,
bring in more
which,
clients.
Okay, which question do you want me to answer? Work or car?
Let's go car.
All right. I want you to do your homework on the internet. What car do you want?
Okay, I'm doing that. I've been doing that. So I want an SUV. That's pretty much with good gas mileage.
Okay. All right. Have you heard of a website called, I think it's called TrueCar.com?
TrueCar. Actually, yeah, I have, but I haven't looked at it yet. Okay.
What they do is they actually tell you what someone paid for a vehicle that you want.
Okay.
So, there also used to be a company called PC Carbook. The company's called Chrome Data Corporation. I'm not sure if they're even still in business. But they were the ones that could tell you what a dealership paid for a vehicle. Instead of you going to a dealership and negotiating down from retail, you would negotiate up from wholesale. Because you would know what the dealership paid for the vehicle.
Okay.
So just something to think about. But what I'm getting is you don't have to do this the hard way. I want you to send out the vibration that this is what you're looking for. I'd post it on Facebook. with your friends. I would I would just call the dealership and say, you know, I'm looking for a cute little Honda CRX, and this is the amount I can pay for it. Do you know of anybody? Oh. Actually, just start calling people and say, this is what I can pay. Do you got something? I'm
okay.
Serious. And don't show up in person until they tell you, you know what? I think I might be able to help you. I've got something on the lot. And then say, oh, can I look it up online? Do you have it on the computer so I can see it? And then you look online. So before you haul your butt down there, you look it up and you get, and I'm getting that you end up finding this deal way more easily than you think.
Okay.
And I don't see you getting screwed. But I do see that it is going to be something through a referral where somebody might actually have that vehicle that you want, and they want a new vehicle, but they'd rather sell it to somebody that was a friend of a friend. You know, and it might have only been one owner if you wanted to buy something pre-owned.
Oh,
You're going to have the new car by August at the latest.
By August, okay. You know, with that, the finance piece of it, and that kind of goes on to bringing in more clients so I can afford it, or unless there's another way that I'm missing, maybe family help. Is that something I should be looking at?
What I'm getting here is that you get the car, so it may be that you actually put the little announcement out there that, wow, you'd really like to buy this Honda CRX or whatever it's called. You know, let's say that I'm just using that as an example, but let's say you say that and you just don't really have all the cash for it right now, but you'd really like to pay cash. And just see if anyone steps up and says, oh, I could loan you a couple $1,000s.
Wow.
I'm serious. Just throw it out there. See what happens. You know, the car that I am very enamored by these days, and it's a car that I really want to have, and it's the most modest little car ever, but I think they're cute as can be, are the Kia Souls. I love the way the Kia Souls work. I just can't stand any of the colors. I know that sounds really funny. If I were to actually buy a Kia Soul now, it'd probably be either a white one or a silver one. But the color I'd really like to have is sort of a light blue, like the Lexus has a color I really like called Breakwater Blue, which is this beautiful, just silvery blue. So when Kia comes out with that color, I'm probably going to buy a Kia Soul because I think they are as cute as can be.
Mazda has a CX-5 in mica blue. It's Reflex that you may like as well. It's a really pretty blue.
There you go.
Mica blue.
All right, my friend. Got to go. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Thank
you
later. So much, Mona.
Okay.
God bless.
Bye. All right, you guys. I'm going to take somebody from fabulous Las Vegas here. Hello, Las Vegas. Who's this?
Good morning. My name is Craig. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure, Craig. What's your question?
Question for today is I'm looking for a new job, and I just want to know, do you see me relocating to Vegas? Not Vegas, but Phoenix.
Oh, yes. I actually see that by August. As a matter of fact, there's a job you really want, and it's important that you keep it in your crosshairs. In other words, focus on that as the job you want. And then be really patient about getting it, because this is saying you get news of a job offer in July. So what job are you going after in Phoenix?
I'm looking for some type of educational leadership, not teaching, but leadership.
Okay. So would you be working for a nonprofit, working with a youth group? Is that kind of the thing you're looking for?
No, just leadership. Like, I'll be working in the schools, but not as a teacher, but like some type of leader.
Got it. Okay. According to this, July is the big power month with the move happening in August, and that you will be in a new job by September. So I'm totally seeing this happen for you. Do you already have a residence there, or are you waiting till the job happens to move there?
I'm looking for the opportunity to appear. I do have a friend there, Do I could use that address? I know you was explaining that earlier to a caller.
Right.
That
will work to your advantage because you don't want any company to think that they have to pay to relocate you.
Okay.
All right. And I know that you'd like to have that happen, but you're going to be way more attractive if you don't throw that into the mix. Because there may be a position open right now, but they don't have the money to relocate somebody because it's expensive to relocate someone. So you may want to look at this as the big fresh start that you really want to have in your life, which means you may be selling a bunch of stuff and moving with minimal to get to Phoenix. But I do see it happening, and I see it happening as this is going to be a great new job for you. It's exactly what you want to do. So is there a job you've already applied for there?
I've been applying to jobs, but I've been getting turned down lately. And so I haven't really – I kind of took a break from it, but I'm going to start back this week looking for jobs.
So what you do is you use your friend's address for everything you apply for moving forward. Because I think that probably 60% of the reason why some of those other things you applied for didn't work out is because they looked at your address.
Okay.
So now what I would do is that any of the ones that you didn't hear from at all, reapply with that address.
Okay.
Suddenly you'll become a little bit more attractive. The other thing is that if you – are you working now?
I was a teacher, but I'm on vacation right now.
Perfect. Okay, what you do is you plan before the end of this month a driving trip to Phoenix. So I would recommend leaving here, today or tomorrow or maybe early next week, seeing if you can stay with your friend because I'm thinking the 23rd, 24th, and 25th would be great days for you to just show up in person and follow up on all the places that you applied for online and bring donuts.
Okay.
I'm serious. If you've applied online and there's a physical address that you can go to, stop at, Winchell's, Krispy Kreme, Dunkin' Donuts, even the grocery store, get a couple dozen, a variety of donuts, show up in person and say, "Hi, my name's Craig. Last week I applied online for this leadership position. I wanted to come by and introduce myself to you and bring you donuts."
All right.
Now, what's going to happen is they're going to go, "Holy crap, this guy really wants the job. And look, he doesn't look like a whack job. Look, he's got all the qualifications. Wait, let's look him up online and see who he is."
Okay.
So if you show that kind of effort, what's going to happen is you're sending out the energy to the universe that you really are committed to this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you call your friend and say, "Hey, can I come stay with you for a few nights next week? I'm going to go and follow up on all of my applications that I applied for online," which you're going to redo this week, today and tomorrow. You're going to reapply with your friend's address.
Okay.
All right, and then you're going to go, and you have a reason when you go next week, especially if you don't hear from them. You go in and if you do hear from them, say, "Oh, well, I'm available." You could say, "I'm out of town this week," because you're going to apply with the new address. "I'm out of town this week," which is not a lie, because you are. And then you say, "I'm available next Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday. Which day is good for you?" And then what happens is that you'll probably end up with an interview, you'll probably end up with an offer, and you'll probably move by August.
Right.
So it's kind of time to take action, because if you knew of something soon, then you could give appropriate notices to people.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right, my friend. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right. See you later. Bye. All right. I've got somebody here from the 336 area code. Hello, 336. Who's this?
Hi, Mom. This is Belle calling from North Carolina.
Hi, Belle. What's your question?
Yes, ma'am. I'm calling about on vacation right now. I'm in D.C., Washington, D.C., and visiting my family. And really was hoping that this vacation be a spiritual awakening for me. I'm trying to tap into my energy here in the spiritual realm and trying to see anything coming up, and I'm not getting anything. And I thought maybe you might have some kind of insight.
Okay. So here's, I want to tell you, I need to switch tracks on you and kind of tell you something a little different first before I answer your question, all right? For me to be a psychic in Las Vegas, it's a very interesting energy, all right? This is probably one of the most challenging spiritual environments to be in is Las Vegas, all right?
Yeah.
If I were located someplace like Malibu, or Northern California, or a place where there was a lot of natural, you know, the ocean, a little bit more openness on what this is, you know, this whole spiritual side of things, I'd probably be busier than I am. I mean, I'm pretty busy now, but I'd probably be even busier because I would be in a different environment, right? So the thing with you is that I do see a blooming and growing here happening for you. But I want you to be in an environment that actually encourages it. Because what I'm getting is that you're being fought not only by the environment around you, but by the men around you. That they're looking at what you do as though it has absolutely no valuable purpose. So here you are surrounded by men in particular that look at what you want to do as though it is a fantasy. They do not see what you see, okay? So you would need to remove yourself from an environment like that for you to have the kind of growth and manifestation that you'd like to see for yourself. I also think that there needs to be a discipline, some sort of discipline that's a little bit more mainstreamed than just deciding to do spiritual work.
Okay.
And my sense about you is that you're a very, there's a very youngness, there's a naivete, and it may even be because you are young, but what I'm getting is that there also needs to be a certain amount of life experience for people to trust what you tell them.
Okay.
So I see it as a goal for you, but where you are right now in Washington, D.C., I don't see that it's going to happen there.
Okay.
It's too, I'll put it this way, there's too much masculine energy around you for your feminine energy to evolve.
Okay.
So are you working now?
No, I'm on vacation. I'm visiting some family here.
Okay, but, I mean, do you actually have a job?
Oh, yes, I do. I work in the health field.
Okay. So here's the thing, is there's a friend of mine that actually is an RN, but her passion has always been more of the energy and spiritual work. But she has a bachelor's degree as an RN, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And what she decided to do is she actually decided to work for a sports physician. So she's an RN that works for a sports physician, but she helps people not only because she's an RN, but because she helps them with a little bit of the spiritual work that goes along with healing yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And she's doing amazing things. And she loves her job, and she loves the physician she's working with, and she works mostly with men. But what happens is she's actually tweaked her background. She has the credential of being an actual RN that was in a hospital environment, but then she was able to bring in her more spiritual work, and she has complete justification to do it all the way around. The men around her do not fight her. Do you see what I mean?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, all right, my friend, I hope that helps. Thanks
okay.
for calling.
All right. Thank you.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right, got somebody here from the 210 area code. Hello, 210. Who's this?
This is Pearl from Texas.
Pearl, how are you?
Good. Better than the last time I talked to you. I think I talked to you last month sometime. But I have a question for you regarding my mother's estate.
Right.
So My mother left. So I put some jewelry up in my mother's house, and I hid it. And I told myself, you better write down in your phone right now, or you won't remember. And I got distracted, and I forgot. I can't find that jewelry.
Okay, so my immediate response, now I'm not good at lost objects, but my immediate response to you was, is there an attic?
Yes.
Have you been in there?
Yes, I went in there yesterday, and there's 12 or 15 or more boxes marked Christmas. And
okay.
Also my attic at home, my mother's house or my house.
I'm getting attic. That's what I'm getting. So I would concentrate on that area first, because that's what I'm getting.
Okay.
And the funny thing about Christmas is I see a little, like, does a little porcelain box ring any bells with you?
Not off the bat.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm getting. And I'm not good at that. I wish I was, because I've had people from time to time call me and ask me about lost objects. But I'm getting attic. That's what I'm getting.
Okay.
Attic.
Okay.
All right.
So I would start there. Okay. Part B of that question is, my mother gave me some jewelry upon her death to give back to my brother. These were, and it was, I filled a box with, she says, okay, go through these. I have pictures of them. I want to give back to my brother what he gave to me over the years.
Right.
And I don't know where that box is. And it was, and I think I may have shipped that box inappropriately to my brother. Did I ship it to him or not?
You know what's funny is I'm getting that he has them.
Okay.
And the brother was supposed to get them anyway, right?
Well, this is a mixed box. She said, when I die, give him these two boxes. Well, I repackaged them so they wouldn't break, because I knew he'd probably ship them back. But then there was a third box that I put in the car, and that was a box I was supposed to go through and sort. And I didn't look in it.
Okay, so what I would do is call your brother and ask him if he's gone through the boxes.
I think he has, but he's not.
Okay, wait.
Why
haven't you called him?
I tried. Well, he's not speaking to me. I tried calling him, and I said, please call, and I said, please call, and he said, send me an email what you want, what the conversation's about. I didn't do
okay.
that. I thought
then
it was
here's
too
what,
formal.
Wait, back, let, then okay. Let's back up. You're done. Don't try and reach out anymore. You're done. Okay, you're just done. And then if your mom's brother, because you think that who was supposed to get the jewelry originally, right?
No, it's my mom. It's my brother, my mother's son. My mother
okay,
has three
all right.
kids.
So, but I think you're done. I think you've done everything to the best of your ability here, Pearl, and just let it go.
But I was
but
supposed
look
to
in,
inventory
look in the attic
that box.
For the,
I was supposed
what
to inventory
getting,
that box to make sure he got certain things, and I think that I had repairs in there, and I put my wedding band in that box.
Okay. Let it go.
My
this is not good timing. Okay, I'm telling you, what I'm getting in your cards is it's not good timing to stir up shit. So is your brother married?
Yes.
Then I would reach out to his wife.
She's a klepto.
Doesn't matter. All you do is you email her or you call her and you say, you know, hey, it's me, Pearl. You know, I packaged some things for your husband, my brother. I think I inadvertently put my wedding ring in there. Could you check? If she says it's not there, then you got to let it go. You can't. This is not worth you stirring the shit up about. Seriously. And you have the only advantage you have is working the political environment to your favor. And the only person that would probably be even remotely interested to talk to you, even out of just curiosity, would be your sister-in-law.
Seriously, she'd be like the last one I would think of going to.
Well, what I'm getting is that it's a woman that helps you, not a man. And it's saying that the only political pull you have here, Pearl, is her. That's what I'm getting. Now, I could be wrong. But I'm telling you that your brother is like, it's like beating your head against the wall with him. You're just going to hurt yourself. But if you reach out to his wife and say, you know, hey, dudette, I think I packed my wedding ring and the stuff I sent to your husband. Could you check? You may be surprised what you find, because what she may say is, oh, no, only this, 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 and this was there, and it may be exactly what you needed to get information on. See what I mean?
Okay.
And I keep stressing to you, use the political environment around you to your benefit.
Well, she's the kingpin. She calls the shots in her house, so...
Okay, but here's the thing. She's also incredibly lonesome.
Oh.
So it's more of the way you present yourself that's going to make a difference. Say, you know, hey, you know, I don't talk to you very often, but I kind of need your help. I packaged some things up for my brother, and I sent him that way, and I'm just wondering if you guys have kind of gone through them, because I think I packed my wedding ring in there. And then could you check and call me back? So she will call you back. So even if you just leave a message, this is fine. But she'll call you back and she goes, no, this is what was in the box, blah, 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 blah. And then you'll know what was in it.
Okay.
You see what I mean?
So with your wonderful skills, do you see me getting my wedding ring back?
What I'm seeing is that it will be a step toward that direction, but I actually think that you're going to find something in the attic.
Okay.
So that would be my first priority. But then I would also call her and just see what happens. And I got to go. Thanks for calling.
Okay,
see you later.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. All right. I've got somebody here from the 509 area code.
Okay.
Hello, 509.
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Erica from Washington.
Hi, Erica. What's your question for me?
Hi. I want to, I'm currently working on my bachelor's at the university. And there's this program for an internship at Olympia, our capital in Washington.
Right.
And they need 90, they're going to choose 90. And I have to apply by October, but it doesn't start until January. And I was wondering if I would get it, actually. Like, if I apply, would I actually get it or not?
Well, according to this, this is kind of funny. This says yes, that there is something about your energy and your enthusiasm that's going to make a very favorable impression upon the recruiters. But I'm also getting that your mom may be upset that you get it. You still there? Oh, you know, this darn internet thing. I lost her. Okay, well, I hope she tuned into that. But this is saying she's going to get it, so I hope she does. All right, I'm going to go to area code 917. Hello, 917.
Hi,
who's this?
Hi, this is Dashiro calling from New York.
Oh, hello. What's your question?
My question is regarding a new friend. I have a new friend, and the friendship is kind of you're getting closer. I'm just trying to see what his intentions are towards me, because I don't think he's lying, but I feel like there's more that he's not telling me.
Okay. Wait.
Future, yeah.
What I'm seeing here, what's their first name?
The person's name is Vic.
Vic?
Yeah, like Victor, Vic. Yeah,
okay. What I'm getting here is that there's this, you need to take this very, very slowly, And your intuition is correct. There's something here. But you need to take it very slowly and allow them to make the first move, not you.
Okay.
So you need to hold back and let them make the first move, not you.
Okay, sounds right.
Okay.
But
there is potential here. You need to relax into allowing it to happen. Don't make it happen.
Okay.
All right.
Talking about.
I'm sorry, sweetie.
Business.
I gotta go. It's right at the end of my program. Thank you
so much.
I'll
call you another time. Thank you. I appreciate
it. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 520 area code. Hello, 520. Who's this?
Oh, God. I'm going to go buy a lottery ticket. Thank you for taking my call. It's Lisa.
Lisa. What's your question?
I reapplied at a company. I was an independent contractor for them.
Right.
About a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years ago.
And it
went
well.
Sent in. Well, I just sent in my application. I have it back. I mean, I think it was Friday,
right,
to reapply with them. And I'm wondering, and they're based in California, but it's worldwide. And I'm just wondering, and I can work from home, and I'm wondering if they're going to rehire me.
Your cards are incredibly positive. Every single card is screaming yes. So, okay.
Thank you.
Remember how I said to the last guy, don't make it happen, let it happen?
Yeah.
Okay, because they remember what a good worker you were. They remember you. They know, all right? And what I'd like you to do is if you don't hear anything by Wednesday, day after tomorrow, then I want you to send a follow-up email, especially to anyone that you used to work with there.
Okay.
And say, hey, you know, I noticed you had some regular positions open. I've applied online for them. I really loved working with you guys a year and a half ago. And I'm hoping you can put in a good word for me.
Okay. There was someone there by the name of Bianca who really put a block. I had tried reapplying.
Yeah, this is not a woman that helps you. It's a man that helps you.
Oh, good. Oh, thank God.
Whatever men you were working with, that's who I'd reach out to.
Okay, so she's not going to put a block on
it
this time.
Mm-mm. No, not at all. She might not even be there anymore.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, how wonderful. I was praying that she had won the lottery and moved on.
You're so funny. Yeah, send the good energy. Yeah, bunch of money, move on to something else. All right, sweetheart, I just looked at the time. I got to go. Thanks for calling.
I love you, Mona. Thank you so much
so
for all your help for all of us.
You're so sweet. Thanks for your call. See you later.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. All right, you guys. I will be back live on Sunday, so I look forward to talking with you all then. And until then, have a fabulous week.
You need help. You need answers. And I'm considering my next movie role. I consult Mystic Mona's app, Dice Wisdom. That gives me great advice for all my important meetings. I wish I had Dice Wisdom when I was tempted by my housekeeper. Ah, but the past is the past. I'm back in the movie biz now, and all is good. Go to dicewisdom.com. Go on, you know you want to. Do it now!
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Las Vegas psychic Mona Van Joseph. Psychic View is brought to you each Monday morning at 9 a.m. for your entertainment and consideration. Follow Psychic View on Twitter and Blog Talk Radio to be notified of Mona's special programs. Want an extended reading on Psychic View? Like Mystic Mona's page on Facebook. Mona will consider requests from that page. Mona is available for phone and in-person readings by appointment. Call 702-571-0461 to book an appointment or go to mysticmona.com. Indicate that you are a fan of Mona's radio program for a special discount. For more information on sessions, please visit mysticmona.com. Thank you for enjoying Mystic Mondays with Mona. And remember, Psychic View, because the present moment is the gift.